U.S. House of Representatives passed our Cash for Clunkers program. Really, this bill, which I helped draft, is a piece of legislation basically says this: old, less fuel efficient, emitting more tailpipe exhaust, older cars, clunkers, if you will, should be off the road. It's good for the environment, and most importantly, it helps out the big three automakers. In fact, all automakers, foreign or domestic. Because under Cash for Clunkers, if you got a clunker, and if you can show at your dealership that the car you buy gets at least 4 or 5 more miles per hour than the one you're trading in, the clunker you're trading in, you can get a voucher up to $4,500. Depends on the type of car, depends on how much more mileage you would get on it. But the purpose behind it is try to move the back inventory of the autos that are being built by U.S. auto manufacturers. This program has been done in Europe, and their sales have gone up after they passed it, the Cash for Clunkers program, somewhere between 20 to 40% increase spike in auto sales. It's only a one-year program. Actually, it's even going to be for less than that, probably about a nine-month program, to try to get these auto sales moving this year. So it's a one-year program. We hope up to 1 million cars and trucks will be traded in, and new cars and trucks will be purchased by their owners, and helps the environment, but certainly helps the auto industry. This bill will now go to Senate, and they're already planning on putting the bill on legislation this week, and hopefully we get this bill signed in the law here within the next week or two, and we can get some new cars and get a voucher up to $4,500. You deal with the dealership on these issues, but I'm pleased to see. If you need more information, feel free to contact our office. But I'm glad to play a major role in passing this legislation.